Comey was a commie? No wonder he felt right at home with Brennan and Obama. That is the title and subtitle of a new article by Dr. Paul Kanger, a frequent guest on this program. Dr. Kanger is a professor at Grove City College, both of history and also political science. He's also a best-selling author, including a lot of books related to the issue of communism. And the website for Grove City College and the outlets for which Dr. Kanger writes can be found at faithandfreedom.com. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Dr. Kanger, it's great to have you join us again. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Good to be back.
Sure. Now, before we, you know, that almost sounds extreme. Comey was a commie. question mark. I should say you have some bona fides when it comes to studying the issue of communism. And I'd like to even have you start with that to establish your credentials with our audience and then also establish why is communism such a bad thing. A recent poll showed that 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism, not realizing that they're kind of dancing with the devil, if you will.
Yeah, well, this is a subject that I've studied for a long time. I mean, back to, boy, the late 1980s, the collapse of communism. I've written, I guess, probably about 20 books, and almost all of them have been on either the Cold War, communism, socialism, progressivism, Ronald Reagan. I wrote The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism. I wrote a book called Dupes. And in fact, in that book, Dupes, I think this very much relates to what we're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always very, very careful to say, okay, you know, hey, Jerry, you know, no, this guy is not a communist. You know, this guy's a socialist, right? That guy wasn't a Stalinist. He was a Trotskyist. This guy or this gal, no, was once a communist, but became a pretty good anti-communist, right? But then became kind of an anti-communist Democrat or liberal. So I never have a problem with, you know, just stating truthfully who people are and where they come from, right? I want accuracy above all. And when I heard that James Comey had been a communist, I thought, oh, come on, right? I mean, really?
All right, let's get into that in just a moment. But I want to mention one of your books was called The Communist, and specifically that was about the mentor of Barack Obama as a young man. He was mentored in Hawaii by John Marshall Davis, and Frank Marshall Davis. You point out in his book that was a communist. But before we get into the meat and this issue about Comey and even some aspects of the Obama administration and communism, why is communism such a bad thing? Most people don't necessarily understand that, and they, you know, we. You know, it looks like it's almost like, Reagan was, you know, overstating the threat. But why was communism so bad?
Well, by the way, Frank Marshall Davis, Communist Party USA number 47544. So Obama's mentor there in the 1970s, he was a literal card-carrying communist. And in fact, maybe this will partly help explain it. He joined Communist Party USA in the 1940s, when at that point, in fact, throughout the 1930s and 1940s and the entirety of Communist Party USA, those members swore a loyalty oath to the Soviet Union.
Wow.
To work to, quote, ensure the triumph of Soviet power inside the United States, unquote. And that's why, Jerry, a lot of communists in America, small c communists in ideology, but not party members, and that would include John Dewey, the founding father of American public education, who later became an anti-communist, to his credit.
Mm.
Roger Baldwin, founder of the ACLU as well. He wrote a book called Liberty Under the Soviet.
Mm-hmm. 1928.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of these guys, they didn't join the party because they didn't want to have to swear loyalty to the Soviet Union. So the guys who actually joined the party and swore loyalty to the Soviet Union,
wow,
that was a big, big, big deal, which is why the Hollywood 10, all 10 of which were CPUSA members, that fact really mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, well, I don't know, it's just what they believe. And, well, no, they their country Herb Romerstein, one of my mentors, who is a former communist, used to say, Jerry, that these people were loyal Soviet patriots.
Wow.
Loyal Soviet patriots. They were, they would stand there before the House Committee on Un-American Activities and plead the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution and their right to remain silent and you know, trumpet the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, when in fact, as they all knew, their loyalty was to the Soviet Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that they would have done in creating what Langston Hughes called a USSA, or what William Z. Foster and Earl Browder called a Soviet America, the first thing they would have done was put the U.S. Constitution into the shredding machine.
Wow.
And then, yeah, the Soviet Union was their country.
Mm. And by the way,
American citizens, but the USSR
yeah.
was their country of choice.
And by the way, some of the fellow travelers, to use a nice phrase, some of them, like Roger Baldwin, whom you mentioned, the founder of the ACLU and the longtime leader of that organization, some of them became disenchanted with Stalin and communism with a capital C, the Communist Party of the U.S. SR and the USA, when Stalin made a deal with Hitler. Because then it was almost like, oh, the scales fell off their eyes. That deal was in effect for 2 years. Two years until, you know, Hitler invaded the Soviet Union.
And Frank Marshall Davis, Jerry, he actually joined after the Hitler-Stalin Pact.
Wow.
Now, a lot of American Jews who were communists left Communist Party USA because of that pact.
Good.
And they became Trotskyists. Right?
Oh.
The Trotskyist Party, this is very relevant right now, is the Socialist Workers' Party. They published The Militant. And a supporter of the SWP, the Socialist Workers' Party, in the 1980s, was a fellow by the name of, everybody, ready? Bernie Sanders.
Oh, man.
Bernie Sanders was a supporter of the Socialist Workers'
Party. So wait, would it be fair to say that essentially Bernie Sanders, in ideology, is a Trotskyite?
Yeah, I think at one point he was. I talked to Ron Radosh about this quite a bit. Ron is an ex-communist. And Bernie was, I'll couch my language very carefully. I think it's probably fair and correct to say that Bernie was at one point a Trotskyist, and we ought to all be able to be adults in America without liberals throwing hissy fits and talk about this intelligently and go to a guy like Bernie and say, okay, were you once a Trotskyist? And if so, just tell us, and then tell us why you left that, right? Tell us today why that's wrong. And frankly, a lot of people in America would be fine with the fact that he was once that and left it and now doesn't believe in it. Guys like Whitaker Chambers, right? One of our kind of intellectual heroes.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, these guys left. And they explained why they left. Reagan had been an FDR liberal.
Yep.
Reagan had been a duped progressive who spoke before communist front groups and didn't even know it. Barack Obama never explained to us, and this is what I talk about in the book The Communist,
mm-hmm.
Barack Obama, who, and this is in my article, Comey was a communist, he never explained to us where, when, and why he left the communism of his youth. And mm-hmm. liberals would just lose their minds and start screaming at you if you even asked the question.
Wow.
As if asking the question is unacceptable. You know, no, what's unacceptable is that the guy never stopped to explain to us why he left it. And let's be honest, liberals didn't want him to ask the question because they were probably afraid of the answer, right? That's probably what was really
going
on.
And it seems as if liberals have never come to grips with the reality that the communists killed so many, literally tens of millions of human beings. Tens of millions.
Right.
We don't even know the numbers. Mao turns out to be the greatest single human being, mass murderer in the history of humanity, killing under the name of, you know, atheistic communism. Stalin is right up there. Stalin killed more people than Adolf Hitler did in peacetime because of communism. Now, we're not saying in any way that Comey bought into this kind of, you know, murderous communism, But did Comey as a young man embrace the ideology that he would have shared, you know, with the communists? I mean, explain this.
Well, we know next to nothing about it. What we know was broke just in the last few weeks. And I've come to learn that Diana West, she emailed me after she saw this article in American Spectator that I did.
That name is familiar. Said, Diana West. Who is that?
Yeah. Diana West. And she told me, she said, hey, I'm the one that broke this. I found
this. Oh, okay.
And then it was reported by the guy who writes Zero Hedge. And then Rush Limbaugh talked about it. And you flagged it for me.
Yeah.
And sent it to me. But it was, the source is Comey in a 2003 interview with New York Magazine, not the New Yorker, but New York Magazine.
Okay.
And he says there in that interview that he had been basically a radical in college or around 1980, right, in his youth, and that he was a communist. And that's simply all he says. And then he said, I moved away from that. I ended up voting for Reagan in 1984.
Whoa.
To which I say, okay, great. Hey, all's well.
Yeah.
All's well that ends well. Right. I mean, you and I have done probably hundreds of interviews. Well, at Comey's age, when I was in college, I was an agnostic, if not an atheist, right? I was a punk. So, look where I am now. And so, Comey obviously changed too. But I just found it fascinating that think about this. So Barack Obama, who, as I say in the article, according to John Drew, Professor John Drew and others who knew Obama in 1980, Obama was almost certainly a communist in 1980. His CIA director, John Brennan, said that he actually not only was a communist himself, but he, Brennan, actually voted for Gus Hall
and
Angela Davis, their presidential ticket, if he voted for communists. So Obama's CIA director had been a communist, and now, alas, Obama's FBI director, James Comey, had once been a communist. All three of these guys must have been communists at the same time in 1980. It's just unbelievable.
That is
only
unbelievable.
In the Obama era could you have something that nutty.
Yeah, and, you know, it still doesn't sit well that President Obama had all of his college records sealed. Why? You know, what's he hiding there?
Right. Yeah. What's he hiding? And again, this is, you know, the Americans are very forgiving. They're very understanding. And, you know, so many Americans have taken a similar path. I mean, gee, probably half of Americans don't believe now what they believed in college.
Right.
20 or 30 years later.
Right.
We all understand that.
Yeah.
George W. Bush talked all the time about his problems with alcohol, right? How he left it. Hillary Clinton gives us the reverse, right? She talks about how she used to be a Goldwater girl, and then she ends up on the left, right?
Ends up
following Saul Alinsky and Wellesley, ends up on the left. So these kind of conversions are you know, a typical part of the narrative of our politicians, always. But with Barack Obama, we never had anything like that. And you know, my friend John Drew.
Wait. What is it we never had? In other words, Obama never fully disembraced some of this leftist thinking that he was exposed to. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's right. And Dr. John Drew, who knew Obama at Occidental College
in
1979, 1980. And I quote...
I interviewed
him at length for the communists.
Yes.
And I quote from some of that in this article, was Comey a communist? Dr. John Drew, he went on to get his PhD, taught at Williams College, and he's now, here's another conversion. He's now a born-again Baptist.
Oh, wow.
but he had been Frankfurt School, cultural Marxism, and Obama was introduced to him at Occidental College by John Drew's girlfriend. John Drew headed the Marxist Club on campus.
Wow.
And John Drew's girlfriend said, I'd like you to meet Barack. He's one of us. He's a comrade, like one of us.
Wow.
And Drew told me that Obama was into the full idea of Marxist revolution. And John Drew even said to him at the time, like, you know, comrade, listen, you know, I love communism too, but I think you're very disillusioned here. America is just not ripe for a communist revolution. It's too sad, right? But we're not. We're not. He said, but Obama was a true believer, a true believer. And so I said to Drew when I was interviewing him.
Wait, 15 seconds.
I said, is Obama today a Marxist as president? He said, I can't say that, but I still see some of the Marxist mental architecture, certain things he says and believes.
Mm. Yeah.
So I guess I got to stop it there.
All right. Dr. Paul Kangor, K-E-N-G-O-R, faithandfreedom.com for more information. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay,
always a pleasure. All right. Bye-bye.